Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account?
Hi, Nina. My name is Selena, and I'm calling on behalf of a customer. His name is Jose Hernandez, and his telephone number is 219-363-6871. Yes.
And you said your name was?
My name is Selena, and I'm calling with the shipper Icon Health and Fitness.
Okay, your Icon. I didn't understand what you say your name was.
My name is Selena.
Spell that for me.
It's S-O-L-E-N-A.
Selena, and you're with Icon.
Yes.
Hold one moment, I'm accessing the account. Let's try this again. It's an Icon.
I can get you the BOL number if you can't pull up his information using his telephone number.
You said the who number?
The customer's telephone number. I'm trying to track an order for a customer.
You say you can give me the what number?
The bill lading number or your XPO tracking number, whatever one you need to pull up the customer's information.
Okay, I have the account pulled up. Jose Hernandez?
Yeah, he's at 9207 Crossing Drive in Fishers, Indiana.
Yes, and the email address.
jhern4873@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. This is Icon Health and Fitness Delivery. It's still in ASN status. Yeah.
So this is where I'm trying to help the customer locate the machine. I see that it shipped, and it says that it doesn't necessarily say that on my end that it's been delivered to the final mile carrier. It just says that
it's en route to the designated hub in Indianapolis.
So I see something on my end that says that it was delivered in Indiana, or let's see exactly where, Indianapolis, Indiana, on the 12th, so just a couple of days ago. But I don't know, is that where the final delivery
it
terminal
is,
or is it somewhere else? Okay.
That's
so
weird.
I know that we haven't.
So the track, let me track it. Hold one moment. Okay, you have the tracking number?
I do. Are you looking for your tracking number, or what tracking number are you looking for?
Yes. Our tracking.
XPOM05010100000000000068. 98370.
Okay, give me that tracking number again.
Do you need the entire number or just the last numbers, like the 689? Do you need all those zeros and the XPO in front of it?
Yes, because I'm tracking it. I can look it up on the system, you know, look up the work order with the last numbers, but I need the full number to track.
Okay. XPO M, like Mary, 0501, 0011 0000000000000689 8370.
So the last numbers is 6898370. It's about,
yes,
it has
correct.
To be 10 or 11 zeros, 1, 2. It's either one or the other.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So there's 11 zeros and then 6898370.
And then XPOM0501001111.
One, one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's track this shipment. Okay, there's our little truck. Let's see what it's going to give me. Okay, it says that the order was placed. I don't see where it says arrive.
Usually, how long does it take for that to enter your system? Because, again, we ship it through a different carrier, and I see that with YRC, it on the C.H. Robinson website that I'm tracking on, it says, arrived at terminal location, and then it says 9:36 p.m. in Indianapolis, Indiana. So, again, I don't know how, like, how long it takes for if they – I don't see a proof of delivery added yet, so I can't provide that to you. I'm just waiting to see if you guys can give me a time frame. I'm still waiting for the other company as well because their records show that it was
– that it was delivered.
If something arrives at the terminal, does it – take a couple of days? Like, I'm just trying to give a customer an idea of how long it's going to take for that terminal to receive it and then check it in and call him to schedule.
Okay, it's going to be
lost. And
well, since it's still an ASN status, they can do a doc search. I can give them that tracking number. But the tracking number you gave me, I don't see where it's been delivered. It just says order placed.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's going to, it hasn't checked into your, like, it doesn't show yet, even on my end, that there's a proof of delivery, but, like, on the tracking that I'm looking at, it says it was out for delivery and delivered. So I'm waiting for YRC to provide and upload a proof of delivery, but I'm just saying that, like, how long does it take if it hits the yard for them to check it in?
About a day or two.
Or should, as soon as they delivered it, should it have already been delivered? Because I'm wondering
no.
if their system marked it as such and then it didn't really get delivered yet. Like, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with the order.
It looks like that, well, I didn't see, you said that it arrived at our facility. I was going to request a doc search, but I have to confirm that it arrived at our facility, you know, on the tracking. I can send the information over and they'll get back with her within about 48 hours. Hopefully it'll be today. If it's okay. in our facility, they'll do the doc search and reach out to her this evening.
Okay, so if you could at least request that, that will get the ball rolling on your side. I'm still waiting for the first carrier to provide the proof of delivery as well. I'm just trying to, again, help this move it along. And so, yeah, if you could do that, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Okay, hold one
okay,
moment.
Okay, thanks so much for your help. I hope you have a good day. Or do you need to keep me in the line while you make some notes?
I do. Need to
Okay.
keep you
And
on
let
the
me know
line.
when you're done. Okay, that's fine.
Hold one moment.